The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault on MFR 2.
Welcome to the MFR Shinty Show, back after a week's break, but the shinty goes on this week's show. We'll look ahead to the Camanachd Cup first round and hear from Fort William star Gary Innes as Fort aim to get back on track in the title race against defending champions Newton Moore. And as always, we're joined in the studio by Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Yeah, a wee bit of rain today, and we're recording this at the moment. I'm sure the Shinty players will be glad to see a bit of rain because the parks were pretty firm on Saturday.
Yeah, of course, so a lot of sun in the last week or so as well. The pitches will have firmed up, and it's so bizarre. I mean, I know we live in a country with when the weather can, you know, we have four seasons in a day almost. I mean, we're talking about snow at the start of April and waterlogged pitches, and now at the start of May we're talking about, you know, dry pitches with glorious sunshine.
Quick turnaround. I forgot about the snow already. Well, as soon as the sun comes out, we forget about everything.
Well, it'll start snowing again in July, don't you worry about that. First up, let's look ahead to the first round of the Scottish Hydro Camanachd Cup as the road to glory continues in the sport's biggest prize, the Grand Slam, if you like, of the game. Drew, the Camanachd Cup, what does it mean to you?
First time I won it 4 days off work.
Is that right? So it's, you know, it's definitely it's almost like the Scottish Cup, the FA Cup, if you like, of shinty.
It's kind of everything. It's the one cup competition that everybody really tries to win. There's no easy games in the Camanachd. You can get easy games in the league and whatnot, but when it comes to Camanachd, you tend to find if you're a manager, everybody's available.
Yep.
For every game,
everyone's up for it.
Yeah,
they really want to go and win this trophy.
Definitely.
And Fort William, the last couple of years, they've had something of a firm grip on the Camanachd Cup as well. Obviously, you know, they'll get involved in round two along with the rest of the Premier Division boys as well. But, you know, perhaps maybe this year, is there a shock in the cards? Is there anyone that might muscle in the pack there?
I think there's probably four teams could win it this year. Yeah, that's the same most years though, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want to go to Oban Camanachd. You know, they haven't done much in the Camanachd for a while, but you wouldn't want to get them down at Mossfield at any time.
And as a player and a manager, you've obviously won the trophy as well. What's your memories of winning that trophy yourself? If you can remember after your days off work.
The first time I won it, I didn't have a single drink all night, and then it went a bit pear-shaped after that the next couple of days. But no, kind of surreal, I suppose, because it's the one thing you aim to win. You don't always start playing shinty thinking you're going to win it. And to actually win it is just amazing. You know, I won it once and then took another 13 years to win it. It's just, that's how difficult it can be.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, for, you know, the bread and butter, if you like, domestically, the Premier Division is up there. You know, the Premier Division requires, you know, consistent level of form across a season. Well, I suppose in any division, you know, North Division 1 all the way down to the South Division, you know, 2 and what have you. I mean, every league requires a level of consistency and you have to do well to win that. But the Camanachd Cup is slightly different. It's a knockout format, but, you know, it's a grand slam of the sport.
Yeah, it takes, you know, four or five games to win it. All the publicity surrounds it.
Yeah.
Any money that's generated is surrounded that as well, not the league. I suppose in most competitions, everybody wants to see one big final. Champions League, for example, in football, yep, starts as a league but ends in a final. Same as the Rugby World Cup starts in the league, ends in a final. The Camanachd, just the way the leagues just go straight to the final.
Yeah. And it's the road to Bacht Park because the final will be in the Highland capital, Inverness, this year. Let's have a look at the ties then across the card this weekend. One of the ones I've picked out, Kinloch Sheil. They've been one of the teams so far this season. They've got a home tie against Bewley. Kinloch Sheil, top of Division 1, going very well so far this season, as we said, against Bewley, fifth in the same division. What's your thoughts on that one, Drew?
Difficult one. Bewley underperforming, which doesn't mean they won't perform in the Camanachd. You know, if both these teams play the potential, if there was such a thing as a replay, which I don't think you can get, I would be looking at a replay there. But no, Kinloch Sheil are strong at the moment, but I wouldn't be surprised if Bewley turned up and put on a great good performance.
Yeah, I think we saw on match day one in North Division 1 where Bewley went to Lochaber and recorded a 2-1 surprise away win. But you know, Sheil are unbeaten in the league so far, and in cup competitions they narrowly lost out to King UC. They gave King UC a mighty fright in the quarterfinals of the McTavish Cup. Kings had to required a Ronald Ross bailout a minute before the end, before it went into penalty hits. So, you know, Sheil are, you know, pretty, they're going pretty well this season.
Yeah, they'll go in favourites, but that's the problem with the Camnach. When you think you should win, that's when you're the weakest.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Johnston Gill will that, you know, that's what he'll be saying to his players this weekend as well.
Yeah, but you know, Murph will have Bewley fired up and they'll go up there and give it a right good shot. That'd be a really good game actually.
Mm-hmm. Bewley went there in March and lost 2-0 to a Neil Fraser double. It's a big ask for them, but you know, I think you summed it up there. You know, that surprises can happen. We've said that really in all cup competitions this year. We haven't had too many surprises. We've had one or two, but you know, it'd be nice to see maybe a surprise in round one of the Camanachd Cup. And I mean, for Bewley to go away to Kinloch Shiel, who are top of the division, that could be considered a real shock.
It would be, but you know, as I say, the Bewley boys will go there and it's a sort of win-win situation for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Bute versus Skye, another team top of their division. Bute lead South Division 1 against bottom of North Division 1 Skye. Bute undefeated in the league so far this season, and they've only conceded 2 goals. So again, it's like the last tie with Shiel versus Bewley, but you'd fancy Bute on this occasion.
Yeah, Bute have just come down to the Premier Division, haven't changed very much. They're still the same sort of strong team they were. Probably felt a bit unlucky to get relegated last year. And you look at Skye played Newton Moore, our Premier Division team, and got a bit of a thrashing there. And I would expect Bute to turn over Skye quite easily. It's a long trip for Skye, obviously, as well.
Skye won their first game of the season last weekend against Inverness on home soil. Does that give them a little bit of confidence going into the game against Bute?
I suspect the performance that they had against Lochaber, where they got beat, would give them more confidence, because you know, they would have hoped to have probably scored or done better against Inverness rather than just squeezing past them.
Skye as well made the quarterfinals, if I remember, last year of the competition. Again, it's a real big ask for them if they're to make a kind of similar run this year round.
Ah, Bute are in such a good run at the moment. I just think that, you know, it's Skye will really struggle down there. Tough throw, particularly this round, you know. Bute would be probably the hardest. Kinloch Shiel and Bute would be the two hardest teams, you know.
You mentioned Inverness there, who Skye lost to at the weekend. Inverness had it home to 10-0. They've kind of got off the mark of late. They won their first game 2 weeks ago, and of course that draw in the first game of the season sees them on 3 points. They're up against a very good 10-0 side who've really picked up in the last few weeks and are now second in South Division 1. Inverness have home advantage. Again, you've got to really look in and perhaps fancy 10-0, but again, you never know, there could be a surprise on the cards.
That's quite an odd one, that. I wonder if they've ever played against each other. But I mean, 10-0 are in the semi-finals of the Celtic Society. I've got a chance going to the final against Oban. 10-0 are going extremely well. Fraser Ingalls is ticking them along quite nicely, and he'll be expecting to go and win that game.
Yeah, we spoke to James McDougall a few weeks ago at Inverness, and you know, very frustrated, James McDougall as well. And you know, he did, you know, tell us all about you know, what of a struggle, you know, he's having at Inverness this season. But as I say, they picked up the first win 2 weeks ago, and you know, maybe they can take a bit of confidence from that. Obviously they lost narrowly to Skye last time out, and you know, this could be the start of their season, a big win for them against 10-0.
Inverness have got some good forwards, James Cameron and the boy Matheson from Lovett, they picked up this year. And Inverness have, last 2 weeks they've had two teams in the park, so they must have their players back.
Camori are at home to Lochcarron in this one. Another South versus North Division clash.
Yeah, Lochcarron have been down to Strachur. Wasn't early in the season, managed to squeak by Strachur. From what I heard from one of the Lochcarron boys, they were actually quite lucky to beat Strachur. So I would think Lochcarron, I would take Lochcarron to win that tie, just because of their strength.
And see, that's do you see a kind of difference in the in just North and South Division?
Yeah, yeah. Just, a lot of these North teams are physically stronger than the South teams.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a skill thing, it's just a physical aspect of the sport.
Glasgow Middlegyle, we spoke to George Hay a few weeks ago, they're third in South Division 1, and you know, coming down from the Premier Division as well, there's a bit of expectation on them. They're at home to Strathglass, a team from North Division 1 as well, and perhaps Glasgow Middlegyle, with the pedigree, you know, they have of playing Premier Division Shinty last season, maybe, you know, it's the other way about. Maybe the South Division 1 team is the more fancied one on this occasion.
GMA had a good result last week, you know, beating Lochside Rovers, a tight game 2-1, but I think Glasgow have been playing poorly. I think I expected more than this season. I would actually fancy Strathglass to go down there, depending who Strathglass take down. Strathglass are a big, strong team. you know, and their strength would overpower GMA, I think.
Yep. And the final tie, Oban Celtic are at home to Lochaber, and again, this one could go any way.
Lochaber will enjoy going down to Oban. I can see Lochaber winning this fairly comfortably, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And again, Lochaber are a big, strong North Division team. Yep. With the touch of class up front as well, to be fair. You know, there's a lot of goals in there for them.
Obviously, you know, like anything, the Premier Division sides will come into the hat in the second round. A big incentive for these guys to progress into the, you know, the competition. And again, they'll maybe just hope a little bit of luck goes their way, like in any cup draw. You know, perhaps a kind of similar side in the second round would be quite nice for either of those sides.
Yeah, any of the stronger teams, all they really want is a home tie. That's yep. what they want. First of all, home tie, then whoever they get after that, they'll just take their chance.
A nice, sweet, easy route to the final, and then you're up against it at Barked Park. But, well, let's see how that goes. It should be a very interesting weekend, as we say. Hopefully we get a few shocks along the way in the first round of the Scottish Hydro Camanachd Cup. And, yeah, it's the road to glory starts here.
Yeah. Of course, you can have an easy route to the final, but at some point you've got to meet somebody good.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Let's turn our attentions to the Premier Division now. A massive game this weekend for Fort William. They take on the reigning champions, Newton Moore. They lost 3-2 to local rivals Camali at the weekend. Not ideal going into a big game this weekend. And earlier today, I caught up with their star man, Gary Innes. Gary, first of all, if we can go back to last weekend for you. I hate to take you back to last weekend. A massive game down in the area. A local derby against Camali, but unfortunately, on the end of a 3-2 defeat.
I was going to ask if you wouldn't mind speaking about that. Yeah, it's obviously it was a big game for Fort William and a big game for Camali, and Camali came out again. You know, they beat us last year in the McTavish Cup semi-final, and that was the first time that our local rivals had actually beat us in a good number of years, in fact since I've ever played senior shinty. And for them to do it again this year in the league, I think just shows that they've come on leaps and bounds, and they're really getting together as a strong unit and a club as well.
You were on the score sheet yourself just after half time, but it was John Stewart's late goal, I think 2 minutes from time. You know, a late goal is never easy to lose, but and it's in a derby and it's a winner as well. It's nice for Camali, but not yourselves. And obviously, I think your uncle's on the coaching staff at Camali as well, so it must have been a dreadful end to the game for yourself.
Oh, well, I mean, these things happen. I mean, we're all big boys and we all know how sport works. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I mean, there was us getting the last goal, nearly the last hit of the ball, winning the Camanachd Cup final last year, and, you know, nearly the last hit of the ball, losing this game. I mean, it's kind of swings and roundabouts as well. It's not always going to be your day. Losing a goal so late on, it's always hard to come back from because you don't really get the chance to kind of mount any real effort to get back into the game. So, I mean, when Camali went 2-2 as well, I think in the kind of late 70, I think it was about 77, 78 minutes, that, you know, we knew then that we really had to try and fight hard and see if we could muster up a goal, and we didn't. And when John Stewart managed to take his chance, he scored an absolute screamer to finish the game. And of course, it's always a great end to a game for the supporters as well when it happens like that.
And as you say, you know, obviously it's a, you know, these things can happen, but were you on the end of some friendly abuse from your uncle at full time?
Oh, not at all. Myself and my uncle got on very, very well, and Shinty's always been a thing that we discuss with very light-hearted, lightheartedness, to be honest, because, as I say, there is quite a lot of kind of stigma and that comes with the Fort William Camali derby, but for myself, coming from Spean Bridge, I've never really had that anyway. So when we get a blether about it, it's always good fun, and I congratulated him, gave him a big cuddle, and I've since chatted with him as well and got the crack. But there's never anything more than just a bit of light-hearted banter.
That's good to hear. Good to hear, Gary. Obviously, you know, defeat at the weekend for you in the Premier Division. This weekend, you're up against Newton Moore as well, the defending champions, who themselves found it difficult last weekend, drawing 2-2 Oban.
Yeah, it seems to be. We haven't played Newtonmore this year, but obviously we played them twice last year, and they beat us on both occasions. We do know Newtonmore have a great pool of players, a great strength, and a very good manager as well. So it'll be a very difficult and hard game for us, especially off the back of our own defeat as well. We'll be looking to try and pick things up and get back in the driving seat as well. But I think both clubs, especially Newtonmore as well, after winning a league and ourselves losing it in the last day of the season, that whichever team loses here on Saturday, pretty much won't. I can't imagine having any title race left in them. The way the league's going this year, so I think both clubs will desperately need both points from this one if they want to make any kind of challenge in the league.
You've played the other two kind of top two as well this year, both at home, losing to Kyles back at the start of April, and the performance that, you know, perhaps Kyles did very well that day, and then Kingussie beat them 4-3 as well. So, you know, perhaps you'll want to see the Kingussie performance turn up on Saturday.
Well, yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, again, we've had, you know, we were actually 4-0 up in that game, and we nearly threw it away in the end with a lot of different tactical decisions from the sidelines that were kind of later rectified, but nearly a little bit too late. So I think it'll be a very different game on Saturday. I think they'll be our strongest squad. We'll probably stay on the field for as much of the game as possible, if not the whole game. I think the big thing with this rolling subs as well is that it gives managers the opportunity to start moving players in different positions and trying different things. And at 4-0, that obviously seemed like a good idea to our own manager. But I think as a wee warning came, that you can never change things too much with the likes of Kingussie, Newtonmore, and Inverary, Kyles, teams like that, or they might come back and bite you. So I think it'll be a very different game for ourselves as well, is that if we manage to take the lead, then I don't think there'll be too many changes to keep a hold of that. And regarding the Kyles game, then, I mean, we were just basically beaten by a better team in the day. There's nothing more to say than that. They were fantastic, very fast up front, and a great, great young side, and a great spirit and heart. And, you know, that's shown that they're so far up the league just now as well.
Yeah, they've been fantastic for the Premier Division this year as well. 5-point gap they have at the moment. They play Camalli at home on Saturday. And, you know, from yourselves, from your point of view, are they kind of champions in the making, or they still got a bit to go yet?
Well, you can never say yes, you can never say no. I mean, but one thing about Kyles is they have to travel a great number of miles each week to play away games, and whether they can keep that consistently with all their players, with other commitments, that'll be seen over the next few weeks. But I certainly wouldn't write them off, that's for sure. They've had a great start. You know, they've played Newtonmore, they've played Fort William, they've played Kingussie already, so... you know, who knows? It's one thing I'm sure, it's very interesting. But I say, first and foremost, we just really have to concentrate on our own game on Saturday, try and get 2 points from that, and look to move on from there.
Excellent stuff, Gary. Well, best of luck against Newtonmore on Saturday, and hopefully get Fort William back in that title race as well.
Thanks very much indeed.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Fort William star Gary Innes on the MFR Shinty Show. And Drew, very honest to Gary Innes as well, it was difficult for him to face his uncle after full time, but he admitted that they had a quick chat after the game. There was a bit of friendly rivalry, but nothing too much.
Yeah, and it's probably just as bad for Peter McIntyre, the Fort William manager, because his son plays for Camalli as well. So that'd be a good household as well.
Exactly, not ideal. Obviously, it was a real blow for Fort William to lose the game, the first derby in a number of years in the Premier Division. But it sounded like Camalli were right up for this one and grabbed the winner with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, Fort William took the lead early on, and they actually had about 6 or 7 shots that were off target, and then Camalli, typical sucker punch, scored right on half time. But towards the end of the game at 2-2, just looking at what I'd seen on the YouTube and whatnot, Camalli forward line was still going really, really strong, and they deserved to win that game quite easily. They're a good forward line. They've made Fort William really struggle. They caught up with them in the end, I think is what it was.
Camalli will face Kyles Athletic this weekend. We'll touch on that one in a second, but the big one this weekend, as we spoke to Gary Innes there, is Fort William versus Newtonmore, and it's a real big one for Fort William to bounce back from that derby defeat. We've already seen this season Fort William come up against Kingussie and Kyles Athletic at home in big matches. They came through the King Eustace game with flying colours, beating them 4-3, leading at 4-0 at one stage as well. But perhaps not in the Cows Athletic game, and the Premier Division leaders well and truly deserved their win that day.
Seem a bit inconsistent this year for Ulliam at the moment. You know, and, whoever loses this game for Ulliam and Newton Moore, they're going to be 7 points down after seven games.
Yep.
No, you're not going to win the league from there, I don't think.
Yeah, Gary Innes did say that, and you agree with that as well. You think that the losers of this weekend's game, well, that's their kind of Premier Division challenge over.
I think so. A big game for both of them. Home advantage probably will tell in the end.
Newton Moore have had some big games in the last couple of weeks as well. They've drawn three of their last three, albeit against King Eustace and Kyles, and drawing with Oban, which is maybe a surprise result last weekend as well. But Newton Moore will be desperate to get the 2 points and get back up that table.
Yeah, they've got to come with a big appetite, because as we said, if they lose this game, then that's the end of their Premiership challenge, and then everybody's looking to somebody beat Kyles Beale, sitting on a Saturday hoping Kyles will be beaten by somebody
to make it interesting,
to get close.
Yeah, the two will meet next week in the McTavish Cup semi-final, Fort William versus Newton Moore as well. So perhaps this is a kind of dress rehearsal for that. But as we said, you know, the loser, you maybe reckon that their Premier Division challenge it could be over. So the McTavish Cup semi-final might be up the priority list for both managers, because they'll want to win some silverware this season, and they'll be desperate to make it the McTavish Cup.
Yeah, the McTavish Cup, Newton Moore of the home draw there as well. They won the toss for that one, so that's a big plus for Newton Moore. It's hard to go to Newton Moore any time, never mind a semi-final. Mm-hmm. Back-to-back games are difficult as well. We've seen it all season. Whatever team wins the first one tends to struggle in the second one.
Yep.
It's interesting, that one.
What would you, if you were Norman McArthur, would you prefer the Premier Division win or the McTavish Cup semi-final win?
I would just concentrate in the first game, win it, and then take the second one.
One game at a time, eh? The old mentality.
Just go out and beat them as hard as you can. Okay. Beat them next week.
Kyles Athletic already have a 5-point lead at the top of the Premier Division. King Eustace are in behind them on 8 points. Both have played 7 games. It's a real big lead for Kyles Athletic. Newton Moore still have a game in hand, as do Fort William. They're tied on 7 points. So, that game in hand maybe takes Newton Moore or Fort William to 9 points. But it's a real healthy lead at the moment for Kyles Athletic. Still unbeaten so far this season. They really are going well, and a great win for them against Glenarcar last weekend.
Down at that game, saw them in the flesh. Yeah. Good team, just what I thought. Spoke to Norman McDonald, the manager, for a wee while. You know, they look like they're committed. They're going to travel every week. The only one thing I'd say, they've got to play Can You See Home and Away yet. That's 4-point swing you could look there. Mm-hmm. It's never over. You know, I actually fans could Kamali this week could do something down there with their forward line.
Yeah.
You know, Glenarcar's forward line played well against Kyles, so, and I think Kamali could do something likewise.
Yeah,
be a battle of the forward lines that game, Kamali and Kyles.
Well, Kamali will go into this one boosted by that derby win at the weekend as well, and they'll fancy maybe causing a wee upset at Kyles as well. But ask Gary Innes there, does he reckon are Kyles Athletic the real deal? Can they be champions, or have they got a bit to go? You saw them in the flesh at the weekend, Drew. Do you reckon that they perhaps could be 2011 champions?
We said at the start of the season they could be that. My opinion's not changed so much, but not because they're way ahead of where they are at the moment. And Gary had said Kyles have travelled a lot, but I don't think the Kyles pitch suits them that much, to be honest. There's lots of teams can go there and challenge them down there.
Yep.
I'd fancy Newton Moore and Fort William both to win at Kyles.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 games I've spoke they might lose already. It's just one of these seasons this season. Kyles like big open parks.
Yep.
And their own park is not that, far from that. Everybody knows that. So there's lots of teams could go down there and trouble them.
They face Kamali. Well, perhaps Kamali could be the side to trouble them this weekend and maybe keep alive this Premier Division race, because at the moment it looks like Kyles are starting to run away with things unbeaten in the Premier Division at the moment. But King Eustace are starting to pick up again after a kind of slow start to the season. They thumped Glenorchy 8-0 last weekend, and it's that man, Ronald Ross, back on the score sheet 6 times last weekend to add to his 2 goals in the McTavish Cup. 8 goals in 2 games, not bad for him.
Yeah, just what you expect from Ronald, I'm afraid. Can you see what, 5 points behind Kyles at this stage in the season? They're only 7 games in. they won't think the league's up, that's for sure. They'll think they can still win the league.
Especially with that boost, with Ronald back in scoring form as well. There was a bit of a... I think I spoke to Ronald a couple of weeks ago, and you know, there was, he was concerned about his fitness and whether he would last, but you know, he's proved that he's back in and he's scoring goals, and you know, he's given King UCA a real kind of boost at this vital stage of the season.
You know, his first game back, he scores the winning goal against Kyle in the last hit of the game, virtually. Mm-hmm. That's his first game back, and then turns around and scores six the next week. So, you know, King UCA will expect to win this Saturday and hope that, you know, Kamali do something. They don't really, they know something's going to happen at an aired, whether for Oyam lose points or Newton Moore lose points. Whatever happens on Saturday is going to strengthen their position in the league.
Yeah, and King UCA, they just have to, you know, go about their own business. That's the, you know, that's the thing now. It's only 2 months into the season. It seems strange to be saying it, but King UCA just have to focus on their own game. They just have to make sure that they win games, pretty much like the SPL title at the moment as well. Rangers just know they need to win games, and I suppose, you know, that's what King UCA need to do. Just need to focus on their own game and make sure they pick up the points. Don't worry about what Kyle's Athletic are doing.
As a club, that's what King UCA have done over the years. That's why they've won the league championship so often. Only two other teams have won it bar them. They just stick at it one game at a time, let everybody else worry about it.
And they're home to Inverary, who beat Lovett 3-2 last weekend as well. But perhaps, like we said there, with Ronald in good scoring form as well, you'd fancy a home win there.
Again, we'll keep on mentioning Russell McKinley. Russell played for Inverary at home. Russell doesn't travel. He scored the three goals for Inverary. Russell won't be at the Dale. I wouldn't have thought, he doesn't normally travel. So straight away, some of the potency is gone, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You expect, can you see it win that?
Any other game this weekend? Only the four in the Premier Division. Oban Camanachd are at home to Lovett, and a great win for Oban Camanachd at home to Newton Moore last weekend. A 2-0 draw with Newton Moore. We've seen already this season that Oban can cause a little surprise, winning at King UCA, and you know, Oban have been playing pretty well this season.
They've gone about their business well. I think they've been close in every game. Lovett, I spoke to one of the Lovett boys about the Inverary game last week. They felt that they did enough to get a point at least. The league is so tight at the moment that Lovett will think this is the 2 points they have to get, and I wouldn't be surprised if Lovett get the result there. I mean, Oban are playing well. I do like Oban as a team. They play great stuff. But I love it. I've got a new trainer on board. He's getting them thinking a bit more. There's new, you know, they're a bit more dynamic and whatnot. So, no, I think Lovett could get a win there.
And looking at the league table, let's not forget about Oban Camanachd and Glenarker, who are tied on 7 points, along with Newton Moore and Fort William. So, depending on results at the weekend, there's a real incentive for Oban, who perhaps could go third if there's a draw down in Fort William, or even fourth if they win, at the very least. So, it's a real incentive for them to kind of climb up the table.
And with Glenarker having no game, goodness knows where they'll end up in the league.
Well, that's right, yeah, it really is tight in the middle of the pack there as well. But Kyle's Athletic starting to kind of pull away, but, you know, I say I don't hope for them to lose. I never do root for, you know, any one team, but, you know, it'll be good for the league to see everyone kind of close together, and it makes for a competitive league as well.
Oh, no, Kyle's are playing well, there's no mistake about that, but I do think, you know, there is teams will go down to Tynebrook and cause them problems. And, well, I thought Connacht could cause them problems. Kyle still come away with a good 3-1 win, but you know, it's far from over. Yep. But they are an inexperienced team as well. They don't, and this is their probably the best run of wins, so it'll be interesting to see what happens when they get a bit of control. Obviously, maybe defeat, they might affect them slightly, who knows.
We'll obviously look ahead to the McTavish Cup semi-finals last week, but we mentioned Newton Moore, Fort William, King UCA versus Kamali, and the repeat of last year's final is the other semi-final. And again, you know, King UCA have hit form at the right time, well, the return of Ronald Ross, sorry, at the right time, and it's a real chance for them to make the final, and it could be a real cracking final with either Fort William or Newton Moore in the final, if they can see off Kamali, that is.
Kamali will be quite happy to go to the Dale. They like playing in the big park. Nobody will expect them to win it. Kamali put in a good show. Yeah. They've got the players to win there.
That's almost it for the MFR Shinty Show, but before we go, we'll get Drew versus you. Jody McCluskey took on Drew a few weeks ago, and Drew beat her 4-3. Only just. Jody McCluskey, who has a very limited shinty knowledge, let me tell you, almost pulled off the shock of the season. This week, well, no presenter this week. They'll be back next week. I think MFR Gino Conti will be in the hot seat next week. But it's Drew versus you. All you have to do is correctly predict all the Premier Division scores. Only four games for you this weekend. And just for fun, to try and beat the Scotland boss, Drew McNeil. And here comes Drew's predictions, starting with, first of all, Fort William versus Nitymore, the big one.
2-2.
A draw, which could be interesting in the title race. Gary Innes predicted that whatever team lost would be out of the title race, and well, a draw would be a fair result. Keep it lively. Can you see versus Kamali, top of the Premier?
I've actually gone for a Kamali win. 4-3 to Kamali.
Interesting stuff, which would make the Premier Division, it would open up, that's for sure. Oban Camanachd versus Lovett.
I've gone for Lovett win, 3-2, an away win.
And finally, Kingussie versus Inverary.
Going Kingussie for a home win, 5-2.
Excellent stuff. All Drew's predictions will be on the MFR website. You can find that at mfr.co.uk/shinty. That's where you can hear this show, as well as all the previous shows. They're all online and you can listen back at your pleasure. On next week's show, we'll look ahead to the Cooperative McTavish Cup semi-finals, as well as the Celtic Society Cup semi-finals, and also the Ballymore Cup quarter-finals. That's all on next week's MFR Shinty Show. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the shinty takes you.